Carnation Evaporated Milk presents Deborah Padgett on Stars Over Hollywood.
Now, you listen to me, Captain Steve Mitchell. My father owns this steamship line, and I'm going to tell him just how you've acted. Furthermore, I'm getting off this ship at the next stop.
Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. Each week, Stars Over Hollywood presents in person the world's best-known stars, actors you've seen in motion pictures and heard on radio. Such famous names as Cornell Wilde, Rhonda Fleming, John Lund. Today, Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, brings you a star who may be seen currently in the 20th Century Fox production, Les Miserables. Deborah Padgett, the transcribed story, His First Mate. Ladies, when you buy milk, remember that no other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
With the many daily uses you have for milk and cream in preparing and serving meals, you'd be surprised how handy it is to have Carnation evaporated milk in the house. No other form of milk has as many uses as Carnation. Women are finding that out every day. When a dish or recipe calls for cream, undiluted Carnation is ideal because it's more than double rich with the consistency of cream. It's actually heavy enough to whip. Now, when you need milk, just mix Carnation with an equal amount of water. There you have good, rich milk, richer than your state standard for bottled milk. Get economical Carnation evaporated milk next time you shop. Carnation. The milk from contented cows. Later on in the program, Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake, has a surprise for you. Be sure to listen. And now, Act One of His First Mate, starring Deborah Padgett in the role of Margaret Benton. Curtain going up.
If this taxi driver keeps on the way he's going, I'll be a nervous wreck before we even get to the pier.
Just relax, Mother. We'll be there in a few minutes.
If we all live to make it.
I'll move over a little, Mrs. Benton. Maybe if you sit back a bit, you'd be more comfortable.
Looks as if you could do a little sitting back yourself, Susan. What are you so fidgety about?
Oh, was I fidgeting? Well, I guess I'm a little worried about the time.
Well, land sakes, child, I don't wonder. If this husband of mine ever started for any place early enough, I think that
I'd just... Now, Mother, one word from Dad and the whole Benton fleet could be put in dry dock. You can be sure they won't cast off a single line before we get there.
Well, young girls certainly have changed since my time. Why you're gallivanting off on an old tramp steamer and postponing getting married is more than I'll ever know.
Oh, Mom, let's not go through that again. I'm not postponing anything. I'm just making up my mind whether I want to get married or not.
Well, at least I think you two girls could have picked a regular ship with a nice stateroom.
Elizabeth, you can lead your daughter to a steamship ticket office, but you can't make her get on the ship.
That's right, Mother. Dad even offered to pay our passage. We'll be all right, Mom. Don't worry.
That's easy to say. But wait until you have children of your own. Then you'll know. Oh, I do wish that you had let Hubert go along to keep an eye on you both.
Well, Hubert isn't what you'd call a very good sailor, Mrs. Benton. He gets seasick.
What a wonderful suitor. Why, in my day, if a fellow was after a girl like you, Margaret, he'd get on the same boat even if he had to row after it to catch it.
Well, Dad, I guess men aren't what they used to be.
And you've got to remember, John, in those days, boats used sails.
Now, Elizabeth.
Oh, there's the dock right ahead where the white flag is.
That's right. There's the big V over the entrance.
Oh, honestly.
I think I'm going to cry before we even get there.
Oh, now, don't you worry about these girls, Elizabeth. Steve will take good care of them.
Steve? Who's Steve?
Steve? Why, Steve Mitchell is the best captain that ever sailed from the Eastern Seaboard. Whatever that man says goes.
Oh, dear. And that's who's going to watch over these two children?
Why, of course. What's wrong with that?
Nothing, John. Only I hope you know what you're doing, that's all. I hope you know what you're doing.
All right, watch those crates down there. Swing them up. Further. Now that's better. Okay, Johnson, get up here on deck and check this loading bus.
Well, Mother, the ship's still loading. You see, there wasn't any need for worrying after all.
You mean you're going on that?
Elizabeth, you're looking at the finest ship in the Benton fleet. Maybe she's not the prettiest, but she's the sturdiest. How do you like her, Margaret? Hey, Margaret, now where did she go?
She walked down there with Susan. I'll go see.
Swing that boom up forward more. That's it. Lower away. Heads up below. Hey, there. Heads up below! Watch out!
That thing could have killed us.
It certainly could have another foot or two.
Margaret, Susan, are you both all right?
Yes, Mother, we're all right.
Hey, double-lash that piping next time. And now, what were you ladies going to do? Stand out here until we get a bullseye?
Well, we were just trying to see what the name
look,
was.
Look, lady, look, we missed. You were lucky. Now, how about getting off the dock like nice kids?
Just a minute, young man. It might interest you to know that my husband...
Madam, I don't care who your husband is. As captain of this ship, I have to see that it's loaded on time.
I can see we're going to have a delightful trip.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you two sailing on this ship?
Yes, yeah, Steve, these are the two. I thought I'd give you a moment to get acquainted. I see you're all old friends already.
Oh, well, hello, Mr. Benton. Yes, sir, we've all had the pleasure.
Well, never. Honestly, John, I should think that you'd be ashamed.
Elizabeth, I run the office. I leave this part of the company to Captain Mitchell. About ready to sail, Steve?
Yes, sir, we'll cast off in a few minutes. If you'll excuse me now, I'll take the ladies' bags up.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Have a pleasant trip, Steve.
Thank you, sir, I'm sure we will.
Well, he can be civil when he wants to.
That Mitchell feller is quite a chap. Knows his business, too. You'll get to know him better once you get underway.
I can hardly wait.
Oh, I do wish you'd change your mind, Margaret. Maybe next spring, you and Cupid...
No, Mother, I'm definitely going. You've been telling me a girl should make up her mind about things, and this is one time I have.
Oh, dear, I don't know why I said...
Oh, bye, Mom. Now, don't worry.
I'll worry every minute you two are gone. Watch over her, Susan, won't you?
Of course I will.
Oh, bye, Mr. Benton.
Goodbye, Susan. Goodbye, Margaret, dear. Have a wonderful time and write soon.
I will, Dad. Bye now. Bye, Mom.
Goodbye, dear.
Bye, dear.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Well, Susan, here we go. Up the gangplank to Noah's Ark. Funny you should say that.
Why?
I was just thinking. We're going to be the only two chickens on board.
Watch your head here. Low bridge.
Goodness, I didn't know you could go so far down in a ship.
Here we are. I'll put your bags under the lower bunk.
Did you hear that?
Double bunk.
I hear it. Well, go on in.
I can't. The captain's in there.
Since when were you afraid of a man?
Oh, don't be silly. It's just that there isn't room. There's two bunks, a wash basin, a locker, and Captain Mitchell. And that's all the space there is.
There now. Make yourselves at home.
Oh, before you go, would you open a window, please?
Open a what?
A window. It's so stuffy down here.
Oh, look, Miss Benton. Ships don't have windows. They have portholes. But this cabin doesn't have a porthole. And if it did, I would strongly recommend that you didn't open it, considering it's below the waterline.
Well, you don't have to be so cross. What in the world's that?
Oh, that's the generator for the ship's lights. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, Captain, does that run like that all the time?
Oh, no, no. You couldn't stand that racket all day. We just keep her running at night.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, of course it's me. What are you doing up here at 5 a.m?
Well, I couldn't get to sleep in that lion's cage. That thing roared all night.
Well, now look, it's getting pretty rough. You'd better stay below.
I can take care of myself, thank you. You seem to be enjoying it.
I am.
I should think you'd get tired of being out on the ocean all the time and, well, being confined to this ship.
Well, I don't have to stay on this job. I like it.
I should think you'd want to do something more ambitious, like...
Like well, what?
Well, like being a successful businessman, or doing something where there's more opportunity. Every man needs an ambition.
There's opportunity here. Your father said I could transfer to the main office. No go. I like what I'm doing.
You mean that you don't want to do anything for the rest of your life, but go back and forth like this?
That's right. Hey, you sound like you have big plans ahead.
Well,
when are you getting married?
What makes you think I am?
Well, all girls do, or want to. Why didn't you stay home and marry him?
Who's him?
Him's the guy who's waiting. There's always one waiting. What's his name?
It's Hubert.
Oh.
And what's wrong with Hubert?
Well, I have much to go
well,
on.
Well, you could take a lesson from him. He's not content to stay where he is. He's ambitious.
And he's kind and thoughtful.
Yes, he is. And he's well-mannered and soft-spoken.
And you've never had an argument with him?
No, I haven't. He wouldn't think of doing
anything. Doing anything to annoy you. In other words, you've got him wrapped right around your little finger. And he's just sitting home waiting for you to snap the ring in his nose. Is that it?
Yes. No, it is. No.
You'd better get below deck before you get washed overboard.
Wouldn't you love that?
Oh, I can't afford to lose you. Need the ballast. Now, you better get below.
I'll take care of myself, thank you.
Now, look, lady, that was a suggestion. This is an order. Get below.
Look, if you think you can treat me like one of your crew...
All right, you asked for it.
Are you going to... Don't you dare. Put me down. Put me down this minute.
Now, just a few steps over to this hatchway. There now.
Oh, you. Look at that run in my stocking.
Gladly, but it's an old trick.
Oh, I've never hated anyone so much in my life.
Now, you're going to stay below?
No, I'm not.
Here we go again.
Put me down this minute.
Right to your cabin. Now, we'll just open this door and put you inside.
Oh, I'm going to get off this ship at the first stop.
In that case, I'll just lock the door.
You let me out of here. Let me out. Oh, just wait until my father hears about this. Just wait.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, His First Mate, starring Deborah Paget, and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, let's hear from Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake, on the subject of desserts, plain and fancy. Mary?
There's nothing I like to talk about more than desserts, Art Ballinger. I've a weakness for them, you know.
Sure, but doesn't everybody?
Well, that's what I'm counting on, Art. Desserts can be such tempting things, I said to myself. Why not put some of my favorite Carnation dessert recipes into booklet form and make them available to homemakers everywhere?
I think that's a wonderful idea, Mary. I've tasted some of your delicious puddings, pies, and freezes made with Carnation evaporated milk. And believe me, it's worth any price to have the recipes.
Well, price is no object, Art. The Carnation people have been nice enough to let me offer this booklet, which I call Desserts Plain and Fancy, without any mailing or printing charges whatsoever. Mind you, it's absolutely free.
Hey, that's really great. Better let me tell the folks more about what this free booklet of yours is like, Mary, so they can send in as soon as possible. It contains some of Mary's best recipes for desserts rich and creamy, desserts cool and frosty, desserts with delicious old-fashioned goodness that make my mouth water just to talk about them. Now, to get your free copy of this recipe booklet, just drop a card to Mary Blake, Carnation Company, Los Angeles 36, California.
That's right, everybody. If you'll just send a card to me, Mary Blake, Carnation Company, Los Angeles 36, California, I'll be glad to send you my booklet of desserts, plain and fancy, completely free of charge. Do write today.
Thanks, Mary Blake. We return now to the second act of Her First Mate, starring Deborah Padgett in the role of Martin.
Secure those hawsers. Tighten them up. Well, that's it, Miss Kent. We're in.
Oh, what a wonderful-looking place.
Yeah, it sure is. Most of the people live along the waterfront. The town only goes back about a mile. It's a quaint little place.
Yeah, I wonder where Margaret is. Oh, she's lovely.
Well, look, we won't sail until morning, and if you two would like to go ashore, that is if...
Well, of course, we'd love to go. I'll go tell her right now. Margaret. Oh, Margaret, guess what? We've had an invitation to go ashore. Captain Mitchell said he'd take us.
No, thank you. I'll stay right where I am.
Oh, come on, Margaret. It'll be loads of fun. Why, we may never be here again. Oh, let's go. He's forgotten all about what happened the other day.
Well, I haven't.
Oh, don't let it stand in the way of going ashore. It's really worth it, and there's bound to be some wonderful shops.
Well, I suppose it would be rather silly. All right, I'll go.
Oh, it's such a wonderful town. I don't know when I've had such a good time. How about you, Margaret?
Oh, I'm so full of dinner, I don't think I can walk another step.
Oh, no, you've got to. You haven't seen anything yet. Hey, you see that statue ahead? He's hundreds of years old. He's the old guy who watches over the men at sea. All the women in the town who have sailor husbands drop coins in the fountain around his feet.
Oh, what a romantic tradition. Oh, look at the things in that shop.
Now, Susan, you said you weren't going to buy a thing.
Well, I'll just window shop for a minute. You go on ahead. I'll meet you at the fountain.
All right. We'll wait for you there. Oh, I really am glad I came. I wouldn't have missed this for anything. Oh, what a lovely fountain.
I thought you'd feel that way once you got ashore. Say, Margaret, about the other morning.
Goodness, he's a big fellow, isn't he? Just think of the thousands of coins that have been dropped in there.
Yeah, millions, I guess. Margaret, would you do something? Drop a coin in for me?
Well,
I know it's silly, but...
All right. Here goes.
Oh, thanks. Oh, maybe that's the beginning of my good fortune. Margaret, did you ever have as much fun with Hugh... with him as we've had this evening?
Captain Mitchell, I...
Steve's my name.
All right, Steve. But I
did he ever take you around to all the little funny kind of places we've been tonight?
Steve, really, I don't...
Did you ever laugh as much in all the time you've known him as we have tonight?
Steve, you're certainly getting persistent.
Margaret, answer me, please, right now.
Please, people are beginning to look at us.
Are you going to tell me what I want to know?
No, I'm not.
All right, then. There's one thing I want to tell you, and I'm not very good with words.
No, not now, wait a minute. Steve, Captain Mitchell, I... Well, if you think that's my idea of a perfect evening, you're mistaken.
Margaret, I...
Don't you Margaret me, Captain Mitchell. You can save your smooth approaches for someone else.
Well, if that's the way
you feel...
That's
exactly the way I feel. And if you think that I'm going back on that old banana boat of yours, you're wrong.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm going to get Susan and check into the first hotel I can find. We'll take a plane out of here in the morning.
But you can't do that.
Oh,
there's no plane.
Well, you just watch me. And follow me one step and I'll have you arrested as an annoyance. There's only one thing that I really regret about all this. And that's that I can't fish my quarter back out of that pond.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Margaret, will you please sit down? You've been pacing like that for an hour.
And I'm going to keep it up until I figure a way to get out of here. How in the world can you sit there and read at a time like this?
Well, from the looks of things, I'll have time to do plenty of reading.
Imagine anyone calling this place a hotel. Think of it. One hotel, no airport, no ship arriving for 16 days.
Hmm. Wonder what he'll be doing for the next 16 days.
I don't care if he sinks.
Who?
Steve. Captain Mitchell.
I wasn't talking about him.
Oh.
I was talking about Hubert.
Remember, Hubert? The man you cabled and said that you were going to marry?
Yes, I remember.
How'd you break the news?
The cable's on the bureau. Read it if you like.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Hubert, dearest, missed you terribly since leaving. Canceling the rest of the trip to come back and marry you. All my love, Margaret. Well, that does it, I'm afraid. Now, will you please do me a favor and settle down? 16 days of this and you'll be worn to a frazzle.
I suppose I might as well. Susan, Have you got another book? A good long one.
Ah, two red threes are 200, plus a natural canasta makes 700, and you've got 230 in your hand. It's 930. Oh, let's see. Oh, it's game. Well, let's see, you've won 64 games to my 53. Another?
No. Oh, Susan, I just can't stand another 7 days of this. You're beginning to look just like the wallpaper. If something would only happen, anything. What's that?
Telephone, I think.
Don't be silly. Who'd call us here?
Maybe they want you to guess the mystery tune.
Shall we answer it?
Of course, answer it.
Hello? Yes, this is Miss Benton. It's the old gal at the desk. A what? A boat. Well, of course we'll go now. No, I don't care what the accommodations are. Yes, at the small dock at 9 tonight. Too much of a rush. I should say not. We've been packed for a week. Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, we're free. An unscheduled boat stopped here, and it's taking passengers back to the States. Nothing elegant, but...
Well, listen, I don't care if it's the Santa Maria. As long as it's going in the right direction, I'll take it. Now start packing, darling. Sailing, sailing over the bounding main. Many a stormy wind shall blow ere Jack comes home again.
Can you see the ship?
Don't be funny. It's so dark, I can't even see you.
We're coming alongside. Keep your hands inside the boat. Watch your step on that ladder now. Hey, wait there. There you go. All right, miss, you're next. Yeah, that's it. Here's your bag. Sorry I can't help you up, but I can't leave this boat.
Oh, that's all right. We'll make it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Well, isn't this a fine kettle of fish? I've never seen such an enthusiastic welcoming party.
I'll go up first and you follow. You'd think someone would have left a light on. Are you with me?
Well, for the moment.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm going to call someone. Hello up there.
I think you have to say ahoy.
Ahoy! Have you got a light?
Ahoy yourself. Who's down there? Here, let me give you a hand.
Hey, wait a minute. That voice sounds familiar. Steve,
what are you doing on this ship?
Just by chance, does this ship have a big, luxurious 2x4 suite by a generator? A suite that you save especially for ladies?
Well, there is a cabin below decks.
That's it. We've been shanghaied,
Steve Mitchell. I wouldn't stay on this ship another minute if it was the last one that ever left this place. You call that water taxi back here this minute.
Oh, no, wait, Margaret, don't go back. There isn't a ship due here for another 10 days, and besides...
You're telling us.
And I came back to get you, Margaret.
I don't care if... You came back to get me?
Well, if you two will excuse me, I think I'll slip into something more comfortable.
Hey, look, Margaret, I tried to stop you from running off that night, but you wouldn't listen. And then the next morning when we shoved off, I thought of you sitting in that so-called hotel. From then on, I couldn't even keep the ship on a straight course. Even the crew knew something was wrong.
Steve, please.
No, please. I want to finish. Then one morning, I knew. I was standing on deck where we stood the first day out. I knew that I'd been in love with you ever since that morning I saw you in the dock. Then I began to think what you said about every man needing an ambition. And I suddenly realized I have one. Margaret?
Yes, Steve.
Margaret, I'm not very good at making pretty speeches, but I... Margaret, will you marry me?
Oh, Steve. Oh, I want to. I missed you so much, but... But I told Hubert that I'd...
That you'd marry him?
Yes. I cabled him. Oh, I must have been out of my mind. What's that?
It's a cable from the old gal behind the desk at the hotel. She gave it to me when I went ashore looking for you this morning. She told me to give it to you to think about. She said that you didn't look happy enough to send it to anyone.
Why, that's the cable to... Oh, Steve, Steve, darling.
Say, Margaret, if you want to change into some of my clothes, I... Well, if that doesn't beat everything... The captain kissing his first mate.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of His First Mate. This week's Stars Over Hollywood show is presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Deborah Padgett. In just a moment, we'll have news about next week's show. Meantime, how about coming out here for curtain call, Deborah Padgett?
Thank you, Art Ballinger. I'd love to. By the way, that dessert recipe booklet you and Mary Blake were talking about.
Yes?
Well, we have one of those at our house.
You have a copy of Desserts Plain and Fancy?
Mm-hmm.
But we've only just announced it today, Deborah.
I know, but Mary Blake gave me a copy at rehearsal the other night to take home to Mother.
And how does she like it?
Oh, she loves it. So do I, for that matter.
You cook, too?
No, but I eat. And I'm crazy about desserts of all kinds.
Well, there's certainly a delicious variety of desserts to choose from in Mary Blake's new recipe booklet, Desserts Plain and Fancy. That's why I'm sure our listeners will be glad to know that they can get a copy absolutely free. The booklet contains any number of different dessert recipes, all developed in the Carnation kitchen. Luscious things like chocolate lime swirl and pink velvet pie. If that sounds as good to you as it does to me, then just drop a card to Mary Blake, Carnation Company, Los Angeles 36, California. In return, you'll receive your free copy of Mary Blake's wonderful new dessert recipe booklet, Desserts Plain and Fancy. That address again is Mary Blake, Carnation Company, Los Angeles 36, California. And now, Deborah, for you, for a fine performance... Here's a bouquet of red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of Carnation Evaporated Milk.
Oh, they're beautiful. Thank you very much. I'll be seeing you, Art. And goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Deborah Padgett. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present John Lund in a dramatic play titled Esprit de Corps. Now, here's Mr. Lund.
Listen, honey. I know your dad's chief of police, but he thinks a cop like me is a machine, that's all. If I want to get a little publicity, who's getting hurt?
Thank you, John Lund. I'm sure everyone will be wanting to hear you in this dramatic play. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by John Edward Holden. Supporting Miss Padgett were Robert Bailey, Virginia Eiler, Verna Felton, and Fred Howard. Music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey, and the program was directed and transcribed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure to have Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, on your shopping list. No other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Good, good, good. For milk that's extra good, you should get the brand that's called Carnation. Rich, rich, rich. For milk that's creamy rich, you should get the brand that's called Carnation.
And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, This is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars in person on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we're proud to present Mr. John Lund in Esprit de Corps. Stay tuned now for Grand Central Station, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the CBS Radio Network.